As long as it's been since then, I still remember the details like it was happening now. Good morning, Mr. Cum Factory. My first day wearing your collar began as many other days do, because the best part of waking up is coming in my mouth. I really savored the taste and the feel of you in my mouth, and you woke up so slowly and gently. The way your sleepy fingers brushed against my face, possessive and yet feeling affectionate at the same time. I wish we could have stayed like that forever. My face in your hands, your cock in my mouth, your fingertips caressing me as my tongue caresses your tip, drinking your pre-cum, my senses and thoughts filled with nothing but your pleasure. That's my idea of bliss. But nothing lasts forever, and, like most days, there were things that needed to be done. Like my face. You slid your hands up to my hair, twisted them in tight, and... Thank you. You were so generous to me this morning. You really do know how to reward your filthy little angel when she's been good. I love it when you make me breakfast in bed. And that morning's breakfast was big enough that I thought you'd be satisfied for hours. But I was wrong. I was in the kitchen, just grabbing something out of my fridge on the way out, when... You need to stop, Mr. Cum Factory. There's no time. But... you didn't stop. Well, you stopped kissing my neck, but then you pushed me even harder up against the fridge and you had your way with me. Hard. You used me and you hurt me. You raped me, sir. And I loved it. I love that when I don't give you what you want, you just take it from me. I love that you always get what you want in the end. I'm never going to stop you because that's not why I'm here. I'm here because you push aside my discomfort and my objections to focus on what really matters. Your own pleasure. I will always let you do that, sir. Always. The way you hurt me when you use me like that reminds me of my place. In the end, what feels best is making you feel good, no matter how much it can hurt sometimes. So naturally, I came around to your point of view around the time that you came. No, 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 sir. You don't have to stop. Oh, fuck, you make me so fucking wet when you pin me and fuck my cunt like this. Oh, fuck, I love the way you fuck this cunt like you hate me. Oh, fuck, sir. Oh, don't stop until you take what you need from me. Until I satisfied your lust and your anger. I feel you getting close. Oh, sir, just let loose if that's what you want. Oh, if you want to fill me if you come, then fucking do it. That's what I'm for, sir. That's what I'm... Oh, sir, there's so much. Oh, fuck, there's so much come inside of me, sir. And you just came earlier. I just love when you come that much, sir. It makes me feel like I'm doing a good job of pleasing you. I feel like I'm making your life better. Like I matter. Fuck. It really was a lot, too. You left me behind with this huge mess on the floor. I didn't want to leave a mess or waste even a drop of your precious cum. So I did my very best to lick it up. Thank you, sir, for letting me taste your cum off the floor. I mean, you left while I was doing it, but even without you there to watch, with no need to put on a show, I just couldn't help savoring every little mouthful of it. And after all that, you had left enough inside me that I spent most of my morning with the deliciously dirty feeling of your cum running out of me, sneaking my hand into my panties to take taste after taste after taste of you. Later that morning, I called you to tell you about my little snacks, and oh boy, did you get worked up over it. You were so horny that you found an excuse to take an early lunch and or that me should meet you in the lobby of my university library with a key to a group study room. Once we got to the room, you studied my makeup for about 3 seconds and then got to work ruining it. You ordered me to lie on the table with my face over the edge and then, well, then you fucked me like you owned me. Oh, Of course, you do own me. I wasn't surprised by your intensity or by how quickly you came. It's normal for you to get selfish when you're that horny. I'm used to you getting so excited that you just use me to unload, and honestly, it gets me every bit as excited as you. I was only shocked by how much cum that was again. And you surprised me again when you ordered me to hold in my mouth until you told me to swallow. And when you stood over me, your dripping, softening cock pointing down at my face. You made me strain to hold my head up and look at you while you held a conversation. First, you asked me if it had excited me to present myself in public for your use. It did. And if I was happy with the reward you had left in my mouth for me, I was. Then you made me sit there and talk about my classes and my old friend who was coming over for a visit later that week and think even the weather, all with my mouth full. We had never had a conversation in that exact position before. It was just like you, though, to devise some creative new way to make me submit to you. You like to invent these little tests of my complete and utter devotion to you and then watch with a satisfied smile as I pass them all. I'm so fulfilled knowing that you're comfortable experimenting like that with me. Oh, and that you trust I'll always do my very best to make you proud. You didn't give me permission to swallow, nor to make myself come until you were on your way out of the door. By that time, I had only 10 minutes left to satisfy my sopping pussy and cleaning up after us before returning the key to the study room. I did my very best, but I couldn't help feeling like anyone who looked closely enough would be able to tell what you had done with me in there. I felt like you had marked me as your slut, as your whore. And I felt a little ashamed at first, but eventually I found myself smiling about it. Maybe even hoping a little to notice someone staring. I mean, I'm proud to be a filthy little angel. And I thought that after a crazy morning, you wouldn't have any use for me when you got home. But I soon found out that you were far from satisfied. You were just patient enough to really draw it out. First, you stripped me naked and threw me down on the bed. You cuffed my hands to the headboard and shackled my feet to the bedposts. Then, with me completely at your mercy, you made me wait. You went to the bathroom for a long, self-indulgent shower. You took almost as long as mine do. When you came out of the bathroom, you were completely naked and so hard that your cock entered the bedroom ahead of you. I was just aching for you inside of me. But did you jump on me and give me what I wanted? No, of course not. You're far too cruel for that. Instead, you examined every inch of me with your sharp, discerning gaze and 2 gentle fingertips. I was writhing and wriggling against the cuffs and shackles, begging you to take me, and still, you didn't speed up. No, not even a little bit. I guess you must have liked what you saw, though, because eventually you did climb on top of me and pound on me hard and fast. Your big, thick, hard cock felt incredible. Oh, fuck. Fuck, you feel so good. Oh my god, your cock feels so good. So, oh my god, it's so big and oh, so fucking amazing. It feels so, so incredible inside of me. Oh, please, sir. Please, please fuck me harder with your perfect fucking big cock. Oh my god, I love it so much. I can never get enough of it inside of me. It feels so good. So fucking good. When you fuck me like this. Oh my god, your cock is so fucking amazing. So perfect. I could never ever be satisfied by another cock than yours again because it's so fucking perfect and incredible. Oh my god, fuck, sir, please. Oh. Oh, you're making me feel so fucking good. Oh my god, it feels so incredible when you fuck me like this. Oh, please. Please. Oh. 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 Oh, please. Please. Oh, it feels so good. Oh my god, I'm paying. Oh, please. Please. Oh my god. I'm getting so close because, oh, you're making me feel so good. Oh, fuck. 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 Please. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Fuck. Fuck. Please fuck me harder. Please, sir. You feel so good. Please don't ever stop. Please don't stop. Oh my god. Please. 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 I'm so close. Please. Oh, sir, please. I need to come. I need to come for you. Please. Let me come around you, fake, perfect cock. Let me clench around you. Please let me milk you dry. Please, I just... Oh, sir, please. Please let me come, sir. But did you let me come? No. Instead, you left me there on the edge to pull out and plaster my face in your cum. God, there was so much of it. I mean, I can't lie, I would have loved it if you had let me have an orgasm, but the load you blasted me with was incredible. Your fourth time of the day, and you still came so very much for me, and I got to watch every drop of it come out. My face was completely covered, and plus you ruined my hair. Not that I mind it, I mean, I do love you, come wherever you want to put it. Being chained to your bed and feeling so sticky with all of your cum left me hungry for you. So I licked up everything I could reach with my tongue. But instead of uncuffing me and letting me clean up the rest, you left me there with your mess drying all over me to get dressed and on a takeout. You waited until after the food had arrived to release me. Then, and only then, did you lead me, still naked and covered in the drying remains of your last orgasm, out into the kitchen. Once we got there, you ordered me under the table to suck you off while you ate. Sir, I remember being so frustrated. You had left me on the edge when we fucked. Between waiting alone and helpless, having been left covered in your massive load, and being ordered to please you again, I was still feeling almost as warm and wet and needy as I had been right after you finished fucking me. Plus, Mr. Cum Factory, I was starving. And here you wanted me to get on my knees and completely ignore my needs in favor of your own. Of course, my desire to please you won out in the end. That's all I really want in life, Mr. Cum Factory, is to please you. Once I was on my knees in front of you, gazing up at you while you looked down at me, I found myself determined to make you come as much and as hard as I possibly could. I worked your cock tirelessly with my mouth, my hands, and my throat, thirsting to draw every drop of cum you had left out of your balls, out through your shaft and into my willing, waiting mouth. I'll never get tired of sucking you, sir. I love it so much. I think you had a pretty good idea of what I was trying to accomplish because you ate slowly and let me take my time with you. By the time you were finished eating, you were almost ready to finish in my mouth, and I was panting with desire to lap up every drop of that warm, potent cum. Mm. Funk and it tasted so good. I might still have been horny and messy, but at least I wasn't hungry anymore. It was like drinking a smoothie through the thickest, tasty, sexy straw. And you always know my favorite flavor, so. After I had licked you clean and sent every drop exactly where it belongs, you took me to the couch to watch TV. I remember the feel of your arms, strong and rigid against my bare skin, so I guess you must have carried me. My head was too lost in thoughts of you. Your cock, your cum, your pleasure. Your iron grip on my hips, on my breasts, on my wrists as you take the pleasure from me. I wanted you inside of me, but you just want to lounge in the living room. It's one of your quirks that I've always loved, Mr. Cum Factory. Every day, you like me to do some ordinary, innocent little activity with you, and you want me to do it naked. Makes me feel vulnerable, available to you, which is right. I am vulnerable and available to you. I am always vulnerable and available to you, just as I should be. But that evening, you just wanted to watch Babylon 5. I didn't like the episode you picked. I mean, you said it was the next one in the series, but I just said it was boring. I was hoping to get you interested in something else, so I climbed on top of you. I was grinding on you, shaking my tits in your face and making every dirty noise I know, just to entertain you. And still, you were determined to finish your show. I can't see when you do that, you told me, and pushed me down on my knees. I hear a lot of girls complain about men who do that, but when you do it to me, it just soaks me. It's the perfect way to put me in my place, to show me my station beneath you, subservient to you. It's firm, honest, and direct, with no pretense. And it's so fucking masculine. The perfect reminder that I am your woman. So instead of resisting you, I sank to my knees where I belong, my mouth open with hunger. I was expecting to have to do all the work myself, so I was surprised when I got to watch you swiftly pull your hardening cock out of your pants with haste and skill and then slap it roughly against my tits. I know how to take a hint. I grabbed my tits with both hands and pushed them together around your cock. It wasn't long before you pushed my hands to the sides of my tits so that you could grab two handfuls for yourself. You amused yourself by playing with my nipples. Even though you kept your eyes on the TV the entire time, you were just rough enough and just the right places to make it hurt so good. You are truly the master of my body, Mr. Cum Factory. You know your way around every inch of it just by feel. I responded to you by using my tits as aggressively as I could to please you. To use me like this, sir. Yes, sir. I'll let you hear your show. But please tell me I'm pleasing you right, sir. I am. Oh, I'm so glad. You can keep using my tits as long as you want, as long as you need. They're yours after all. Mm-hmm. that you want my body so many times today. It makes me feel so sexy that you never get tired of me, that you never stop wanting me. Yeah. You're just gonna let it go all over me. That sounds like fun. I bet your cum ends up in a lot of yummy places. My tits, my face, maybe even my mouth. I'm going to look so hot for you, sir. Yes, sir. I can tell you're enjoying it, sir. Why would I ever want to stop? As the show reached its climax, you did too. You told me to open wide, and as I did, you unleashed spurt after spurt of your warm, perfect cum onto my face and tits. I made a show of swallowing everything that had landed on my tongue and in my mouth. I was about to lift my hands off my tits to wrap up the rest, but you grabbed my wrists, stopping me. You just stared at me with a smile of pleasure on your face. Your show was completely forgotten as you took in the sight of me as I should be. Naked, on my knees for you, covered in your cum and out of breath from pleasing you. A busy day had left me a mess, but that didn't change the way you looked at me. Sir, I've never felt more beautiful than I did in that moment. Eventually, you did free my wrists to let me clean myself up. Ordered me to clean myself, actually. I did it slowly, little bit at a time, only one hand at a time doing any actual work while just caressing myself with the other. I wanted to seduce your gaze and you let me have it. The grin you gave me while you watched put butterflies in my stomach. After I had gotten as much as I could, you took my hand gently and pulled me to the couch. With one arm around me, you guided me to curl up beside you. We started rewatching Brooklyn Nine-Nine and you stayed like that with your arm around me for hours, giving me one of your little smiles every few minutes. Not that you were looking over at me all the time, I could just tell by the way your eyes closed when you smiled that it couldn't have been anything else. I know your way of expressing your affection for me. You don't make a show of it, you just drop your guard to let me see and trusting me to pick up on it for myself. Gives me warm fuzzies when you let your guard down like that. I would do anything for you to prove myself worthy of that trust. It was pretty late by the time you took me to bed that night. On the way, you told me to prepare myself for something very different, and I almost froze with dread. I thought you were planning some intense, high-energy scene. Or maybe you wanted my ass as a grand final for the day. I was so exhausted and I just knew that I didn't have enough left to handle something like that. Somehow you knew too, because you laid me gently on the bed, kissed me deep and slow, and made love to me. you, Mr. Confectory. With wave after wave of pleasure crashing over me, I felt my gun clench and milk you until you came with me, filling me up one last time with your warm, slippery cum. I basked in the feeling of it, the perfect sensation to go with the afterglow of an orgasm. And as we lay there and kissed you, almost fell asleep inside me before you softened all the way and rolled off. You wrapped your arms around me, starting to fall asleep, and it was that moment that I knew. Your wetness was still heavy by my legs, bits of your cum were dried in my hair, and I was feeling, oh, so used and yet so loved at the same time. And I knew that I had made the right choice to wear your collar. I've never forgotten it, sir. I will never forget how happy I am to be a filthy little angel. The color you gave me reminds me of how lucky I am to be completely yours.